Hey guys, in today's episode, we're going to talk about macOS Big Sur. I think macOS has a lot of useful changes, including widgets, control center, and a newly designed UI. So Sean, what's your opinion on widgets on the Mac?
My opinion on widgets on the Mac is that they're really useful because you wouldn't have to move your window around.
How about control center?
Control center is also great for a lot of people because they're used to it on their iPhone and iPad.
Thanks.
Let me just start by saying Safari looks really good now. It gives most Chrome users a chance to use Safari because now Safari has Safari extensions now. Today was also a really historic day for the Mac because now Apple switched from Intel to their own ARM-based processors, like the ones you found in the iPad Pro.
This gives the MacBook a huge graphical leap in performance, and it may actually be able to compete with Windows computers for gaming.
Yeah, I agree with you, Arith. I think the graphics on the new MacBooks will be hugely improved because of the new A12Z Bionic, or whatever they call it. Apart from macOS Big Sur, Apple released iOS 14, iPadOS 14, watchOS 7, and many more things. Apple also released a new feature in iOS 14 with the ability to pin widgets to your home screen. That will be really useful for a lot of people, and in a sense, it makes iOS feel like Android. Apart from the new pinning widgets to the home screen feature, Siri has been completely redesigned in iOS 14 to get out of your way.
Before, while Siri took up your whole screen, now there's only a notification at the top. Same thing for FaceTime. FaceTime only has a tiny notification at the top instead of taking up your whole screen.
It's clear that Apple put a lot of work into iOS 14, making it more customizable than ever. Apart from iOS 14, Apple also released custom software for AirPods. New features include spatial audio for AirPods, allowing you to feel like you're in a movie theater while wearing AirPods.
Another feature is being able to seamlessly switch between devices. This is helpful because usually AirPods had a gap between when you switch from your MacBook to your iPad or your iPad to your iPhone. Now, this will help you switch seamlessly and make the Apple ecosystem even more integrated.
The iPad also got new custom software. It's called iPadOS 14.
Some of the new features in the iPadOS include being able to write in any text field with Scribble, being able to copy and paste your handwritten notes as text, being able to access more app functions in single view, and all the other functions on iOS 14. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and here's a message from our fan, Jimishin.
Hey guys, Nikhil Dutta here, also known as Jimishin. And I would like to say why I like this podcast and why you should, check it out. I like this podcast because, they talk about, the podcast. In the podcast, they talk about technology and, they really get into what they're talking about. They seem like they enjoy what they're talking about. And they really are enthusiastic about what they're talking about. And if you're interested in technology, I highly recommend this podcast because you might be able to learn something about technology. And also, I would like everybody to check out this podcast if you are interested. And yes, so thank you.